From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Terry Rose reading Strong Conviction by Trevor Scott. Now, let's begin with Strong Conviction, Chapter 1. Trent Strong pulled over to the curb on the main street of Bear Lake in his new Ford Ranger 4x4. He shut down the engine and gazed up the street at the front door of the Northwoods Bar a block away. It was one of those summer nights in northern Minnesota where, if the muggy air didn't suffocate him, the mosquitoes would swoop down and suck the life out of him. Having gotten a frantic call from his old friend Alex Lindbergh at his office a few hours ago, Trent agreed to meet him at the bar to discuss something too important to wait until morning. It was nearly 11:30, and Trent yawned, thinking about the last few days moving north, organizing the lake home, and trying to settle into the slower pace of the small town. He was the new owner of the weekly newspaper, after working the last 10 years as an investigative reporter for a large Chicago daily. Handsome in a rugged way, Trent wasn't overly tall or imposing, yet he had more than once fooled those much larger into believing he had nothing under his casual clothes that could harm them, not unlike that wandering half-breed in the 70s Kung Fu series. He was almost that calm and self-assured as well. The Northwoods Bar was tucked away in an old wood and brick structure on the edge of town next to the lake. The red bricks still had patches of black from a fire that destroyed the place more than 20 years ago. Trent got out and headed inside, standing by the entrance and waiting for his eyes to adjust to the dingy darkness. The bar hadn't changed.